The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Is back, and all I have to say is, I'm not mean. When she said that to her mom, Nicole said to her mom, I'm like, I'm not mean.
I'm not mean.
I'm not mean.
That moment actually kind of resonated with me because I was like, shoot, I think I can be this way.
I know. Isn't it horrible when somebody brings something to your attention about yourself?
Ugh. I was like, oh no, this is me. Like when I saw her having, like trying to control her mom or her dad or their situation, I was like, no, I see myself in her.
Is it me? It's not me.
I definitely saw myself in that moment. I was like, gosh. Yeah.
Well, I just think that Nicole's very disciplined. I mean, look at her. She's beautiful. Her body's beautiful. She's a doctor. Like, she's all these things. Like,
she's well put together.
Well spoken for.
Her child is always clean and happy and has the nanny right there. And
he is so cute. That little boy is so cute.
They pull up. I mean, the fact that she had a picnic with crab legs.
I know. And I'm like, oh, they're eating crabs.
I mean, it really. There was a lot of things. Okay. If I try to go by episode one and kind of break it down.
I can't even remember episode one.
Okay. The first thing is Julia, who I know is not your favorite.
I'm sorry. I don't care about her failing marriage or the problem. I don't care. There's something about her that to me is not sparking my fire.
I kind of wish Adriana was a housewife. And that, like, you know what I mean? That they were flip-flop.
So do I.
Well, she gets upset for being called weird, even though she's putting cucumbers, raspberries on her face, walking goats. Like,
talking to a pineapple.
Yeah, like, these are, being weird isn't necessarily a bad thing. Just, you know, if you're doing quirky things, obviously on purpose.
Right.
Even if you're doing
I don't
those
know.
Things.
I'm just not invested in her for some reason. I don't dislike her. I just, for some reason, don't find her that entertaining.
What about when Larsa, so we see Larsa's building and we do all of that. But when she goes up, and this is right after Lisa tells the joke about there being hookers and blah, blah, or whatever it is that she says in front of Kiki. But then they pan to Larsa walking upstairs in her new apartment building or condo building, whatever they're called. And Larsa's
zooming in on her butt.
Well, not just that, but when she walks out and they see the guy sitting there and she's like, I'm Beyonce. The fact that she thought she needed to say just kidding afterwards, like, we know you're not Beyonce.
Okay. Do you think that Lisa's comment was harmless or do you think she was trying to steer the shit by saying like there's strippers and OnlyFans people that live in this building?
I think she was, trying to give shade and she doesn't necessarily know how to give shade.
Yeah. She doesn't fully know how to execute it.
Yeah. Like, cause I think she even got the delivery wrong. She even says somewhere, she's like, I read the joke wrong. It was somebody else's joke. Anyway, it was something she had seen on Instagram that she was talking about.
Right. What I find very disturbing and sad is Lisa's ability to try to talk Lenny up as if things are great. And it's just so freaking obvious that things are not good. And, you know, making excuses for him, talking about his testosterone level and, you know, him working out every night. He works all day, then works out every night, never look better. Is that not a red flag?
I mean, I think so many things are red. Like, if the camera can't hold you accountable to engaging in a simple conversation, even when your kids are sitting there,
right?
We're in a situation.
I don't think for one second he was worried that was going to air. I think that he knew what he was doing. I think that when you've been on the show long enough, you know, if you whisper into a mic, I don't care who the hell you think you are. If you're whispering, the mic picks it up. My mic here is picking up Eddie's car that's on the driveway on right now. I'm like, can you just drive away?
Yeah, like we can hear you.
I can hear you. Yes. So he knew what he was doing for sure. I'm actually shocked that he filmed.
No, I'm not. This is just an opinion. I will say this, you know, I enjoyed spending time with Lisa when we were at BravoCon.
Love her.
She was so nice and kind and really sweet. And when you see a picture of Lisa and then you're actually with Lisa, she's the best version of whatever you would imagine,
right?
Because she's very, you know, about herself in these pictures and stuff. But in real life, she was really kind and open and chatty and not stuck up in any way.
No, not at all. And so beautiful.
I think my guess is that this has been going on for a very long time, their issues.
Yeah.
And I think he has been trying, because remember at last year at the reunion, they brought up something like he had cheated before and they had gotten through it allegedly. And, you know, you can see her start to get upset and whatnot. My guess is he did this intentionally because having it on camera means she has to take ownership that this went down and has to be done.
Has to be
done. I think he was so
done. And I think
done.
He also did it to like pump up his little mistress too.
Well, I think he also did it to embarrass her. I think he obviously has a lot of built up aggression towards her. Who knows why? I mean, it's hard to judge a marriage when you're watching it crumble.
Move to do to the wife, your wife, and the mother of your children. I'm sorry.
While your kids are sitting right there, have that conversation.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. But
I mean, just the fact when they were talking about having parties, when he has parties, he wants models there and girls in G-strings and pasties and all this stuff. And Lisa's like, I just want my friends and my family there. Like,
but then in the same token, he's sitting there saying she goes out all the time and I don't and blah, blah, you know, whatever it is.
Well, who knows what the actual truth is, right?
Who knows? But I also didn't know that having mortgages was a bad thing.
Okay. Yes. That I would say, I don't know what the percentage is, but I would say most people have a mortgage on their house. Most people do. And if you're lucky enough to be able to pay it off, then good for you. And there's people that can pay it off and don't pay it off. They use their money for other things. Like, it depends on your interest rate. If you have a low interest rate, we have a very low interest rate on this house. Eddie's had it for 18 years. And I always say, I don't like payments. Like, my Range Rover is 2 years old. Just paid it off. Didn't care. I don't like to have payments. I'm really weird about that. The house, pay it off, Eddie. He's like, no, I'm not going to pay it off. So yeah. It all depends on
if you're paying your bills, that's what matters. Like if you're able to keep up on it, it is what it is. But I didn't like what it turned into. Like Larsa and Lisa kind of coming at each other, like who's earned their right to have their life. I'm like, okay, so we've got on one hand, we've got Larsa, who's earned her life through her marriage with Scottie Pippen and being best friends with Kim Kardashian and building her platform. And then we've got Lisa, who's earned her. It's like, you didn't
earn it. Well, she put in her dues too. I mean, she's married. It's not like Lisa's not doing anything. She, you know, people have to understand Real Housewives of Orange County is a show. It's a job. It's a paying job.
It's a job.
And it's not doing nothing. So
it's not doing nothing, but also I wish you wouldn't have then felt the need to say things like, I do the finances. Like, just don't double down. Just say, like, we've been together this many years since the beginning. And
I personally think she didn't know her finances, which a lot of girls don't know.
Which is fine, but then don't say I'm in charge of all the bills.
Well, she probably got embarrassed and she thought, oh shit, like, who knows? But it was a fight that I like to see on Housewives. It was so superficial and not really hurting anybody's character. Just saying, you know, you have a mortgage. No, you don't. You know, like,
it's and then all stupid, the girls panning fight. To all the women saying that they do have parties at in the backyard, which at my other house, my Hollywood Hills house, like I would do this. Yeah, I rent it out for like weeks at a time. Like, do what you want to do there. Yeah. There's no shame.
I mean, you obviously saw her backyard.
Yeah, I would rent it out if I could.
Music videos, all those things you can do. There's houses in LA that's all they do, as you know.
Yeah, like, there's people that pay off their houses by, you know, and I think they said that house is $80 million. Like if they want to get $40,000.
How does a plastic surgeon afford an $80 million house? Can we just talk about that? No, I was asking, and I go, how does a plastic surgeon have $80 million? And he goes, because once you make money like that, big money, it's easier to make money. You invest it here and you do this and you do that. And then you buy like, you know, apartment buildings and structures and, you know, it's just a domino effect. And I said, okay, whatever.
Mother's Day is coming and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
what I did, other things that I took from watching these, Adriana doing the thing where she asks Larsa about getting the VBL. Is that what it's called?
Okay, that was crazy. But did Larsa not get her back?
What did Larsa say back?
Larsa goes,
oh yeah,
Larsa. Oh no, I'm sorry. She did it to Lisa, not Adriana. She said something to her. She goes, so anybody notice your new teeth?
Oh yeah, I know.
I'm like, what a dick move.
Yeah, has anybody been saying anything about those new teeth?
Those new teeth you have? And I didn't notice it. She looked like she always had veneers to me.
Well, so. It's hard. It's really hard to say, because Face app and Facetune has now changed the game of Instagram. Like, I feel like we need to really scroll in and let's really show our faces, Tam. Get nice and close and give us a smile. So this is what we look like. We wish we knew how to turn on a filter here, but we don't know. But yeah. I think it's hard to tell what any.
So my teeth are real. And I often think, like, when it comes to TV purposes, when you have veneers, they look whiter. They're a lot, like, more level on the bottom. And I always say, I want to get veneers. And when I talk to a doctor, a dentist, they're like, no.
No, if you have good, nice teeth, you don't, like, these front four are fake on mine because, you know, I broke them out in eighth grade. But, like, all these are real. These are real. But it's a pain. You, like, worry. Like, it's – unless you have to do it.
That's like what you the have doctor good said.
Teeth. Unless yeah. you have to do it, I wouldn't do it because then it's like things you have to get. Luckily, mine, since I've never had an issue, but like there are people that'll like come out while they're eating an apple.
I've been with Vicky doing an appearance in Vegas, I mean, in New York, and she sat down for breakfast and her front tooth was missing. And she talked to me as if her front tooth was in her head. And
did she know?
Well, this is way back in the dawn days, and I was with Simon. Well, that night we were leaving, you know, a lot of times in New York, there's like stairs to go, like metal stairs going straight down from a club. Well, she tripped and fell. Didn't know that she knocked her front tooth out at the time. And then the next morning she shows up all talking with this little stub sticking out. And I'm like, dude, what the hell? And she's like, oh, I know. I'm like, you could have warned me. So she had to run to find a dentist to put a temporary on there. But those are the problems you have when you have veneers, right? You have that chance.
You never know.
You bite into an apple and then it's all over.
And then you got a little nub. The other person who I do appreciate on the show, because she always just keeps it real, even regarding her family, her life, even when somebody asked her if so-and-so told her, she couldn't even lie about it, is Alexia.
Yeah. It's like she didn't want to bring up anybody's name. And then when she was forced to, she's like, yeah, I can't lie.
Yeah. And I love that with what's going on with her son. And she brings that, like, there's nothing like, but she did it in a respectful way. It didn't make you hate her son. It didn't make you hate the girl. Just shows a true reaction of how a mother would feel if that happened to them. And I really like her. I'm not like, you know, eyes like this waiting for the next thing to happen with her, but I do appreciate her honesty. We need to talk about Marisol. Also, what about how her doctor that's giving her the shots outed that Adriana's boyfriend or whatever has a wife and a family?
Oh, like, shit.
Isn't there some kind of code of conduct?
I don't know. I was there for it, though. I want to hear it. I want to hear the dirt.
But I think we're going to come forward. Like, I hope they're not going to drop another four. Are they going to do that?
No, I don't think so. One a week. How do you feel about the subtle shade between Alexia and Gertie about her hiring a new wedding planner for the party? And, you know, other one comment about, well, Gertie going, well, it was nice, but you don't have a tip jar at a fancy party.
Well, I think that what I did. Okay. First off, you could throw a funeral at the Versace mansion and make it look good. So that, like, original Alexia comment to about Marisol throwing a better party. Like, you have that backdrop. Like, there's it's no comparison. But what I did like was both women, Gertie and Alexia, ultimately confronted each other with their issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alexia said, like, why did you say you were too busy for me? And blah, blah, you know, and then they did have conversations, but then there was still shade.
Like, the shade. I'm just here for the
shade.
When
Gertie
sudden shade
the flowers, and then Alexia said, like, I don't have enough flowers at my wedding.
I know. It's just a subtle shade. Like, just Well, flowers? Like, I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet. She's like, flowers? Like, I don't have enough flowers here right now. It's like, yeah. What do you want? A fucking fruit basket?
I also liked Gertie's photo shoot where she had Larsa there. And you could tell, like, she's really coming into her own. And, like, you know, I don't know. I like Gertie. I really like Gertie.
I mean, Gertie, so cute because she's like, I'm not comfortable. I've only been in a bathing suit a few times, a two-piece. And then you can see she's very shy. And I'm like, you're like a model, girl.
What is your thoughts about Kiki? So I think, one, Kiki is stunning all the time.
Yes,
beautiful. I love a shit stir. But I didn't love that she went in and told Larsa before Lisa could, because Lisa did. If Lisa hadn't said, please don't say anything because I'm going to say it.
Right. Well,
then
she's being a shit stirrer.
I know, but
getting her time in.
If Lisa hadn't have said that, if she just said, please don't say anything, yeah, then Kiki, go for
well,
it.
Go
but
for
she
it.
Said, but she I want to do it myself.
Teddy, I tell you this every week. I love my housewives messy and dirty.
I know, but I just didn't particularly like that part.
No, it wasn't like it wasn't the right thing to do, but.
No, know. But I mean, thank God for that, because then the whole party was a complete shit show.
Right.
I mean, this is where you can really start to see how things are really kind of falling apart with Lisa and her home life. I mean,
can we talk about the dinner?
The dinner between her and
the
Lenny?
The romantic dinner
outside,
and he is like this. So Lisa has the romantic dinner with the chef, and they're outside, and he's like this on his phone. Oh yeah, and all I can think of is he's talking to the mistress.
Well, the amount of things that he did that honestly made me look away. Okay, first was when the wine room was broken,
yes,
and how aggressive he got about that. Then he's always on his phone with the kids or with when they had the romantic dinner. But then the worst part was when whoever it was that was working for it, they didn't actually pan to the person, but fell in the shower and broke her wrist.
Yeah.
And Lisa wanted to call 911. And just the way he spoke to her in that moment.
Well, like, he told her one time, he didn't have to talk to her that way, but I think being that type of person he is, he's like, he told her one time, no, we don't need to do that. We'll get a car. And then she goes and does it. And she goes and does it anyways. And, you know, he is a doctor, but he had no business talking to her like that.
But he didn't say, let's get a car. He said, call her an Uber.
Uber. But let's just
honest. Stop. You have an $80 million house.
Call her an Uber. Like, I mean, the thing that was confusing to me is, being a doctor, you think he would have jumped up quick and ran over there to assess the situation and do all that? He didn't do that. He just slowly strolled. And, you know, Lisa was all freaked out about it. And then, you know, okay.
I think he's just so checked out.
I think the mere fact of Lisa breathing annoys Lenny.
And I think her trying to get him to not be annoyed by her is now
annoying,
making her annoying.
She's annoying me now because of it.
Yeah.
And no one else is fucking annoying to me.
What?
Birthday parties for dogs.
I know. But really, just to promote the product, which we then realized it was all promotion for the product.
By the way, I'm very interested in that because, you know, Sophia has a little cat and she keeps him in her room most of the time because people come in and out of the house. And my mom, you know, she doesn't live in the house, but outside, but she'll come in and leave the door open, you know, and all that stuff. She's like, Mom, Jasper's going to run away and I'm never going to see him again. And I'm like, there's got to be something that I can put like a collar on him and there's boundaries he can't walk across, or what, he gets...
Well, I think there are some that you get like really in trouble for using, and there's some that I don't know. I don't have any cats. I don't know, but I feel like cats have they're not going to care if they get buzzed. They're going to be like, we're out. Like, cats don't care. Cats give no Fs.
Oh my God.
Oh, can we also talk about why they needed to have a live fish over the fish that they were eating?
I don't know. That was weird. I mean, it was, I don't know. Visually, whatever. Can we talk about Adriana? Somebody told me that she's almost 60 years old.
She's 57.
Oh.
Either way, she looks hot. She looks
great.
I still don't understand why she would want Larsa to go with her.
She doesn't want her to go with her.
She just wanted to tell her so she couldn't talk about her behind her back, which she ultimately does anyway, probably.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Oh, speaking of, remember how you told me I'm not allowed to laugh at my own jokes? I saw Lisa laugh at her own joke this episode and then retell the joke 6 times. And I was, all I could think about was you when they were on the boat and she was talking about walk the plank.
Oh my God. If she said it one, all I could think when I watch it, I'm like, if you say it one more time, I'm going to push you overboard.
And she just kept saying it. And then she went over, to a guy that clearly, who was like serving like tuna tartare. Like he was like not.
He's like, no, it's not a pirate boat.
He's like,
it's not a pirate boat.
I can't.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, and feel
then,
like
that- you know, the whole Julia and what's her what? Martina. Which we met Martina. I briefly met her.
They were both quiet. Sweet.
Yeah. Opening up how she's an empty nester and she wanted more kids and that she just can't. If you can't have fun at home with your significant other.
That's not a good
thing. That's not a good sign.
Like my favorite. One of my favorite.
A lot of people divorce at that time. Yeah.
Is to be like not have to go do things and be filled with other people. Like
right.
I'm happy right. to be with my family or my husband.
Well, Sophia will say to me when she doesn't want to go somewhere with us, I'm like, hey, Soph, let's go. We're going to go to dinner. And she's like, Mom, don't you just want a romantic dinner just with you and Eddie? Wouldn't that be great? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Bye. See you later. I'll bring you a doggy bag.
Well, also, speaking of extra people around, we're 4 episodes in and I still can't tell you who Lars's friends, what her name is and why she's everywhere. Why is she?
I thought it was just me.
Why is she
the
there?
One with the curly hair? The curly hair, yeah, the cute girl with the curly hair. Yeah, I'm like, who is that?
I'm like, is she your assistant? What's going on? I need more details because she's always there now. Yeah, so that's kind of. I also backtracking for just a second to Julia. I feel like in the scenes, like in the trailer, don't we see Julia doing something with like a guy and then Martina saying this can't happen again. Like
I feel like we saw that. There also has been a lot of talk that maybe Julia hasn't been faithful.
And also Martina really doesn't like her to show her stuff. I mean, this is kind of,
I don't know.
Are we about to be no more Who on this show, we never see Marisol's husband, but I think she's married. Alexi is married now, and the relationship is better between her son. Oh my gosh, Frankie was so sweet.
He's so cute.
Episode. Oh my gosh, I loved him.
I did too.
Nicole's fiance, who I like him.
He threw some shade this season too about Larsa. He's like, the boat captain is newly engaged. Keep Larsa away. She can't wreck any more homes. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh.
And then there was, you know, the paper towel.
Hold on, when did he do that?
He was having lunch or dinner with Nicole, his wife, and he was talking about, you know, this boat or something. And yeah, he said that. I'm like, oh snap! Did he really just say that? Look at him.
Well,
I want to know.
I mean, he is rich. Like, when I was watching that, or wealthy, I will say. When they panned to the cars all in the garage, I was like, Edwin. Like,
holy
shit! Obsessed with cars. I'm like, what is happening here?
What is happening? And that house. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't they recently just buy a house?
They sold. I feel like this could be completely made up. I think they sold either that house or their last house to Jeff Bezos. Yes.
And then they bought another house that's even.
But I don't know if that's this house or.
Or if we haven't seen it yet.
But them pulling up to Lisa and Lenny's in the boat. That was
epic. It gave me chills.
That was baller move.
How about Nicole? I was talking to Eddie about Nicole, and he's like, "Who? What?" Blah, blah. And I said, "Babe, she has it all. She is beautiful. She's a doctor, an anesthesiologist.
She works 24-hour shifts and films Housewives. Like, I can't.
I'm like, how does she do that? She does it all. She's well spoken for. She's beautiful. All these things. I'm like."
But that's why you can see when you put it all on paper, how she's able to maintain, you know, she's able to wear 50 hats.
Right.
So the fact that she can wear 50 hats, she wants the people in her life to operate on that
right.
same
right. She's very
mentality as her. And it's just not possible.
Now, I want to know what kind of car she rolled up in. Was that a Rolls Royce SUV?
She said the only.
What was that?
I don't know. She said Aston Martin is the only one she's allowed to drive, but I don't know if that's an Aston Martin. I don't know.
That big black one, I thought it was like a Rolls Royce, but maybe the S. Didn't you have that? The SUV or the Bentley SUV?
I had the Bentley, but it didn't look like that.
Didn't look like that. Okay.
And now I have like a mom car, like a, you know, one of those like seven.
You don't have a freaking car at all because you don't drive.
I know. I don't, but.
I'm going to get you one of those cars that drive itself.
That's actually frightening. But I think it's good. I'm excited to keep watching.
They air every Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken, right? So they dropped 4 episodes last week and then 1 episode a week from now on.
Do you think that Lenny is going to continue to film all season long?
I don't think so because I feel like we're seeing previews of like, don't bring that girl in my house. And they're on the phone. Don't bring her around my kids.
Oh, yeah. But I felt like she was in that green outfit that we've already seen her in for a second. Mm. But I also have another question.
Do we need to stalk the mistress or did we already do that last year?
I've already done it.
Send me her stuff.
I'll send you her stuff.
Is she private?
There was another. Oh, no. Lisa did this. So there's a post of I stalked Lenny, too. I have issues. Like, it's.
Oh, I'm going to stalk Lenny right now.
But there's a post that he did, like, from Halloween. And there's, like, one little clip of Lisa. And then Lisa, it's like a video.
He cut her out.
Or something. No. Well, she said, why not post the original video? And then he writes something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing, guys. The original video only featured one person, meaning like it was all about her. And then it goes back and forth. It's just, but I'm like, why are you gone?
Oh, I'm actually shocked that they were at the same Halloween party.
Well, because they live together.
Still?
Yes, they're nesting or whatever it's called. She won't leave the house. This is his thing.
Well, she shouldn't. She shouldn't.
Well, that's what's happening. So that's.
You know, all these guys do all these crazy things to, you know, prolong child support alimony. And yeah. And I think so she's
I don't know what's happening, but all I know is I don't like him. And I have one final question to ask you before we finish out for today. Would you rather, we can't add financials into this.
Okay.
Would you rather be married to Lenny, David Bedore, or what's the guy that pretended he had cancer? What's his name?
Brooks.
Or Brooks. So the question
is, my God.
If we take out financials, would you rather be married to Lenny, Brooks, or David Bedore? You have to pick.
I'm going to have to go with Lenny. At least I'd get some nice gifts out of it.
No, I said you can't add financial into it. They're all the same. They all have the same money. That's how you have to go into it. This has to solely be on.
I'd rather jump off a building.
No, you can't. That's not the game.
Well,
you're going to have to go off physical and behavior.
Well, Brooks is not attractive. David, I can't even say David because Shannon would kill me. I'm going to have to go with Lenny and hope he cheats on me so I can leave. Which I'm pretty sure he would.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He's already cheated by the time you said cheat.
Right.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. And we've got a lot of fun guests coming up between Eva and Luann. And
yes. Can't wait.
So keep on listening, guys. And right. Like and subscribe and write comments. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.